Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Guess what, Steiny? You are not doing a great job.
Shot you talking to me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. What is that?
This song?
I can't wait to listen to that banger that, Evan sent me. Hey, it's time for the secret sauce of the game, brought to you by our friends at Proposition Chicken. That's the secret sauce of the game, presented by Proposition Chicken.
Not really. I just try to keep the same approach, have fun, communicate, get great looks, and those three things.
All right, that's Klay Thompson on coming off the bench to going into the starting lineup. Proposition Chicken, their chicken goes three ways, fried, flipped, and fake. Order now at propositionchicken.com. Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's too much of an adjustment for Klay.
Yeah.
I got to play that.
Hey, Klay.
Boy, it's got to be a big difference between coming off the bench and starting.
Not really. I just try to keep the same approach. Have fun, communicate, get great looks, and those three things.
Well, then why were you pouting so much when you first went to the bench if it's not a big deal?
That was a personal thing. He wasn't where he wanted to be. But I got to say something. Fitz said something on the broadcast, going back to Looney and Draymond.
Yes.
And you tell me what you think. Uh-huh. Now, right now, it looks like the only reason he got in the game, Loon Dog, was TJD wasn't available. But right. Draymond made a big stink about how quiet his team is defensively. And watching that game, Fitz, like he does at the chalkboard, said, Looney is one of the loudest defenders on the Warriors in regard to communication, and I don't know if Draymond's words about we're too damn quiet on D had something to do with Klay going into the starting lineup. You know, that could be a stretch, but also Looney getting some minutes. So, again, we won't really know if Looney's getting minutes until TJD comes back, but I thought that was interesting, Stoney. Like, they have been too quiet, and they've been getting hit wop-wop on defense.
They have the same team they've had defensively. So maybe they just don't like each other anymore. That's why they're not talking.
Well, I would hope that's – well, dude.
Oh, what?
Yeah. No, I hope that's the worst-case scenario. But communication is key. I mean, if you're going to stink at D, but do it knowing that, you know, I got my brother's back and I'm yelling, scream!
Like the old – okay. 415 from the Comcast Business Text Line. This is not in the spirit of the way the question was asked. He said the highest paid sixth man this season is Chris Paul at $30 million. It's not. I mean, touche. Okay, touche. Ben Simmons is sitting on a bench too, but more than that.
Oh, yeah.
My point is Chris Paul was paid as a starter. If Klay Thompson gets paid this offseason, it's probably going to be not necessarily as a sixth man, but as a guy who played half the season as a sixth man. So if you're going into a contract extension knowing you're going to come off the bench, you're probably not going to get $30 million.
Mm.
But the question, like, here's, and I hope I can articulate this right, because I was thinking about this yesterday with where the Warriors are and the fact that, okay, so you got Steph for two more years. After this, you've got Draymond for three more years. When Joe Lacob talks about, you know, if this thing doesn't end well, big changes. To me, the big change is Klay Thompson. He's the one who's not going to be here.
But is that big enough?
Well, that's the start of it, is what I'm saying. Steph's not going anywhere. I don't think Draymond's going anywhere either, because I don't think you can trade Draymond and get a player back who's going to be any better than Draymond Green, because the team that trades for Draymond Green, it has to be like the perfect team for him to go to, where they can look at Draymond Green and say he might be able to put us over the top. So I don't think Draymond's going anywhere. I don't think Steph's going anywhere. The big change to me, and this is kind of what I'm talking about, is if the Golden State Warriors re-sign Klay Thompson, and he's here for, let's say, he gets a two-year deal, 2 years with a player option for third, like, then you're not making any big changes. You know, to me, Wiggins no longer is a big change for me. Wiggins is the price of doing business. Andrew Wiggins is probably not going to be on the team next year. And if he is, I think a lot of Warrior fans are going to be disappointed.
But you need something for him.
You're not going to get much for him.
And so that's already you're starting out addition by subtraction.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I believe in that in a big way. I mean, obviously they'll get a player back.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a 15-minute role player who I knew what to expect right now than Wiggins. But I want to ask Warrior fans, when Joe Lacob says if this thing doesn't, you know, end well, there's probably going to be big changes. I mean, to me, the biggest change would be Klay Thompson is not on the team next year. Because, I think Steph's going to be here. I think Draymond's going to be here. They're probably not moving Kuminga. Wiggins, they'll probably bend over backwards to try to move. Chris Paul, they'll let go. But Klay is, to me, has become the big decision.
Mm.
And what I got to thinking about more, and I'm really interested to know what Warrior fans think, is, I mean, do you want Klay Thompson back? If this season ends in a play-in loss, do you want Klay Thompson back? And the reason I ask that is because my feeling is if you bring Klay back, that means the big three is going to be here.
You're running it back.
The big three is still going to be a big part of this team. So are you okay with that? Are you okay with I don't want to say a flame out, but with a non-successful finish to this season, and the next thing you know, they've extended Klay 3 years, $75 million with the player option for year three. Are you okay with that, Goo?
I'll tell you what, and I love Klay. I still think he has what the league is about, and that's the shooting prowess. But I want to go here. But I said so. I'm saying I'm gonna be what the team thinks is best, and that's why I'm disappointed with where they're at now. Because I thought when we saw Lacob and Ritter, and the addition of Chris Paul, who I warmed up to later, I thought something was brewing. But I was talking to Spadoni during the break, and I want to run this by you. So you just said Kevin Durant right now is Jonathan Kuminga is, you think they're going to hold on to him. I'm putting you, Matt Stymets, in Joe Lacob's shoes. Let's say the Phoenix Suns flame out. Right. And their situation to me is more to be disappointed in, because you got three guys, you think, and you're at this situation. If there was a way to package Kuminga, let's say would you trade Kuminga for a guy like Kevin Durant to ride out in the sunset with Steph Curry? Like, would that make you, Matt Lacob, get off of Kuminga to get a guy like Kevin Durant reunited with Steph? Because to me, that was what I would call a big, and I'm going massive with Wendy, change. Would you do that?
No.
Would you think about it, or if you just know?
I just thought about it.
But then there'll never be, then there's not going to be big changes then, Steiny. I don't think.
I don't either. Like, I don't think they're going to be big changes. Kevin Durant's 35. He's averaging 27.
So is Steph.
52 a game.
What's he shooting from three?
Better than Steph. 42%.
Damn. He's still hitting them.
I mean, I think it's a fair question because I think maybe they – let me just –
because that's a move where big change – you know what? I'm like, hey, Jonathan, you might end up being Michael Jordan, but we got to let you go just because of this relationship we have with the Steph and we're trying to ride it out.
Who's going to be Michael Jordan?
No, I'm just saying Kuminga, an all-star, a perennial all-star.
We'll see.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if you're telling me I can get 27 and 42% from three and gets KD back with Steph and Dre,
But, like, don't – and I'm being serious here. And you feel free to weigh in at 888-957-9570. The Suns are in eighth place. Like, how good is Durant? Like, they're in eighth place. You know what I mean? Like, the best players are younger.
Ah.
They just are.
So you're doing the same – and that, I always ask you this because it sounds like you only do it for Steph. So you got KD under that microscope of – I know you're good. Okay.
They've flamed. What's he done lately? I mean, what's his team's done? I mean, so you're saying he's not a great player.
So you think Joe Lacob is looking for a dude to replace Steph? Or I thought it was a stopgap to where maybe we could squeeze a chip or two or be a player, and that would be Kevin Durant, knowing this will probably last 3 years, 4 years, and then we hit reset.
I don't know. Warrior fans, would you be okay trading Kuminga for a guy like Kevin Durant?
Or do you,
I'm out.
Are you going to get Kuminga for Kuminga? Another young, don't know. You know, another, well, he's a maybe. He might, he looks good, but.
Well, there'd be no.
Me, I'm using it to get a blue chip.
Why would you trade Kuminga for another young guy who's like Kuminga? Like, you would just
keep
Kuminga. Yeah,
no doubt. No doubt at all. All right. Exactly.
Okay, so you would trade Kuminga for Durant.
I think I would.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I think, like, that's, like, to me, that's, that sounds fool's goldish. And I think I get it that Kevin Durant's better than Chris Paul, but they went out and got Chris Paul because he's a veteran that they thought they could bring in here and he could
when they led the league in turnovers too last year.
All that, okay,
yeah.
Chris Paul and they're second, and they have the same record as they did a year ago.
That's just ouch.
I mean,
that's ouch.
KD's playing 37 minutes a night and he started 65 games this year.
Would you?
I would think about it.
Would you?
Yeah.
If KD
was gettable, yes.
Wow, Stoney, 37.
It wouldn't be an immediate no.
Okay, so let's just do some stuff here. Let's just say Durant's open to it, but Draymond's got to go.
Could you imagine that?
Would you move Draymond and Wiggins?
I would do
that. I'm sorry, not Wiggins. You'd move Draymond and Kuminga for Kevin Durant?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would say you guys need to throw Thompson in there. Get rid of Thompson.
Get rid of Clay.
Oh, wow.
Get rid of Clay.
Next question.
Dundada on the YouTube chat saying, Goo, what happened to the loyalty?
Oh.
What?
Yeah. You dug yourself into a little hole there.
I'm going to get a former Warrior, two-time champ.
Hated. Tried to steal the limelight from Steph Curry.
Stop. Dude, right out from Evan to say he would think about it and, I mean, that to me is what big changes in Windhorse saying, what word did I say he used? Huge changes, Donnie. That's what that's like. That you got to give up something to get something. And what we know is Kevin can give you 27.
Oh.
Kevin can shoot over 40% from three. And Kuminga might be a perennial all-star. So if it is about maximizing, you know, and you could do it without giving up Draymond and have them three there, that's what I think Joe Lacob would try. He just tried to get LeBron James. And I would just ask Joe, and he'll never tell him, hey, Joe, what did you think that was going to cost? He'd probably be like, fool, I knew it was going to cost Kuminga. I don't want to do it, but.
Would you rather have LeBron or KD?
Oh, KD in the heart. For me, KD. And I love LeBron, Stoney, KD.
I would rather have LeBron if I'm going that route. Because to me, LeBron's a significantly better all-around player. And the Warriors need a little, like, the Warriors, if they could find it. This is the only thing I'd be in on if I were the Warriors, is if they could get a guy like that without moving Kuminga. Okay. Duh.
Well, then, yeah, right.
But
it's all
to
good,
me,
man.
If you would bring LeBron on this team, and again, I don't want to get into who's the one, who's the two, but if you get LeBron, Steph, and Kuminga, you could sell me on that. You can't sell me on LeBron and Steph, and you can't sell me on Kuminga and Steph.
Well, Josh Ram, this is kind of depressing. You guys tell me what you think.
Yeah.
Goo, this team can't be fixed with one move.
I agree.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, oh, my God,
oh,
yes.
Oh, man. Then,
oh, my God, yes.
Wow. That's the nightmare. I mean, I believe it can be with a move of that, what we just talked about, a Kevin Durant or a LeBron James, but damn. And LeBron James 10 years ago to where he could be Dark Knight and Superman.
Curry, is Clay a part of this?
No.
Okay, so you have Curry, Durant.
Dre.
No, you don't have Dre.
Kuminga.
No, you don't have Kuminga.
All right, TJD.
Yeah, TJD.
Moody.
You still have Wiggins.
You got Pods.
Okay. Is that a championship team? Curry, Durant, Trace Jackson Davis, Wiggins, and whoever else is on the team.
I wouldn't say right now, hell no.
Yeah, I think I'm out on that. 209, absolutely no to trading Kuminga. And I think this is 209. We need to focus on the future. The dynasty's over. We're forcing what's already been done, Goo. It was fun while it lasted. How many Warrior fans feel that way right now? Because that's the other thing that to me is impossible to put into the equation. And I don't necessarily, I'm not saying Joe Lacob would make this decision based on this, but if Steph Curry's here, does that guarantee you're selling out Chase Center for the next 5 years? Let's say Steph Curry at the end of this year signs a 2-year extension. So he's gonna
sell out.
He's gonna be here, and he's gonna be here for 4 years.
Sell out.
Well, what do you pay him first of all?
Well, he's what, 55 next year, right?
Right. So you're gonna pay him 59 and 63.
Well, I would say, Steph, do you want to win? You know what I mean? Like you've got it all. I'm not saying take a hometown discount, but I guess I am.
But that's kind of what I'm looking at some of the great players and how they packed it in or how it ended. Okay, so I'll go back to my guy Bird. Well, Bird got hurt.
No doubt, changed everything.
Okay, Bird got hurt, and he just wasn't the same player, and there wasn't any foolishness about, well, let's do one more for Larry, because he wasn't capable. All right? Curry's 36. He's still capable. To what degree, I don't know. But you can't pay Steph like you've been paying him if you want him to play a couple more years.
And I think he knows that. So
I wonder.
You say he's 36.
But if he's selling out the reason the building is sold out for 2 more years after he leaves, you're probably going to have to give him 40 or 50 million.
Okay, but it's more than money. You got to give him something around him to where you don't run him in the ground.
But like, you can't.
He gets older faster.
But that's the point. You can't. You can't.
Well, for next year, you can't, Stoney, because you know you're locked in on that.
I don't
it's
think
about
Joe
getting
Lacob,
help.
But I don't think Joe Lacob looks at it as though, I got to keep Steph here because the sellouts are the most important thing to me.
What gives you that inkling? I would just ask you.
It comes on the text line all the time, and I'll throw it out there at 888-957-9570. And I haven't brought this up, but when it does get brought up, and we've heard it. You know, the only way the Warriors can fast track this thing is to entertain trade offers for Steph Curry.
And nobody wants that.
Right. But why? Like, Joe Lacob may not want that because he'd say to me, Steph Curry guarantees 18,600 people in that building as long as he's in.
41 home days.
Okay, well, that's no reason just to re-sign him.
Well, I got something else on that.
Is it?
We're embarking on 41 home dates and no playoff games.
Right.
So I know Joe's loaded, but don't tell me they're not going to miss that part. So if we got Steph Curry and I'm paying and investing all that money into him and we're not playing in the off, Steiny,
well, that's what happened this year.
Then no doubt. And that's why, like, it can never happen again.
So
it's easier to say, but I can't blame Steph for them not, if they don't get in. A fool would do that. I got to be like, how can I? And again, Kevin Durant's the top end. How can I get some guys that can that are younger that can keep this thing going and ease the load on this dude? And we continue to get the gate from the playoffs.
There are no playoffs.
They may have a couple days if they get to a series.
Steph's making 55. He's the best player on the team, and you're not making the playoffs.
That, yeah.
What I'm trying to balance here is whether Joe Lacob is synthetically, no, that's not the right word. How much is Joe Lacob married to Steph Curry because of he can fill the building? Because if that part doesn't scare Joe Lacob, I think Joe Lacob's a little different. I think Joe Lacob will say, look, Steph's one of a kind. We know that. But if and when he leaves, I will find somebody else. It may not be Steph Curry, but I will get a star in here and we will begin to win again. Like, if he believes that, and I kind of think he does, well, then I'm not saying you move Steph. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying then is you're less inclined to be married to the big three. You're not afraid of, well, what if Steph finds himself on a team that needs to take a step back, but we're going to be better in 2 years. Like, I think Joe Lacob would entertain all that stuff independent of, well, I have to do everything and everything for Steph Curry.
Well, I'll say this to that, and I'm not saying you're wrong. We'll find out. But, Stoney, I think the Draymond Green contract, to me, him coming back and getting $400,000, and that was shocking to me. And reading that article in The Athletic where Joe Lacob said, told Tim Kawakami how fond he is of Dre, that told me Clay's coming back. So I think now we're just talking about one guy.
And there aren't big changes
and
coming.
You know what?
Sorry.
You could be right.
I mean, if you're telling me.
I just don't feel like Clay's going to be the odd man out, Stoney.
So if you're telling me, that's fine.
Yeah.
So if you're telling me, and we can get into it at 888-957-9570. If you're telling me that the Warriors, losing the play-in, they re-sign Clay and don't trade Kuminga?
Well, that's where I was going. Like, that's
well,
got to be the
back,
only
then.
Option you can do.
Well, they're running
Kuminga
it back
piece.
That inherently means no big changes. And that's why I keep coming back to Klay Thompson. Because I think if Klay Thompson, if you're willing to move off of Klay Thompson, that is a big move. That's, I don't know if it's the big move, but to me, then the minute you move off, if you decide you can move off Klay Thompson, there's not a number there, you have to let him walk. Well, then at that point, believe it or not, Kuminga does become somebody I'm talking more about.
Yeah.
But I just don't.
Like, you got to choose almost.
Like, if
he's, no, it ain't almost. You have to choose. You would think. This guy's been with me, brought four titles. This guy's new. He's young. He's raw. I mean, looks great.
But that's one where I'm like, could you imagine the Warriors lose to the Lakers in the play-in? Klay signs a two-year, $50 million extension.
Okay.
And what? They try to move Wiggins? And they come back next year? Like, to me, there's actually a little bit of danger in that. I think some Warrior fans right now look at this team and say, geez, the writing's on the wall. Now you re-sign Klay and bring Kuminga back? That team might have trouble generating interest among the fans. It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit friedmansappliance.com today. It's also brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Let's get into it. What is a big change for the Golden State Warriors? What does it mean to you? A big change. What is a big change or big?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
changes with the Golden State Warriors.
I'm good now.
I don't think you sound like you need help at all.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny Guru. You know, it's funny. I've been stiff lately. And then
You golfed. I told Norm you golfed.
But on Monday, I felt great. And now back to being a little bit stiff.
I went to the gym last night after the Warrior game.
You put that on Instagram then.
Yeah, and then I had my barbecue soda protein chips, and you go, you're giving it right back.
You're giving it right back.
No, these are the protein chips they provide.
Oh, yeah, they're good for you.
Just build me up one time. You know what we did, or I did? I came in here, and there's only a certain amount of games left, and then we act like we had a discussion. I love it. But we talked about it as if the season was over, and I'm trying not to go down there, man. This is going to be the biggest offseason ever, but Steiny, I didn't want to do this.
It's not going to be bigger than the KD offseason. Sorry.
They ain't getting KD for
nothing.
That was incredible. Yeah, that's incredible.
No, I mean, listen, you're right. There's 11 games left. They play Orlando tonight. They're trying to win back-to-back games on the road. They're a 10th seed. They're trying to hold off Houston. Man. They're trying to catch the Lakers. That's where we're at right now. And we don't have to jump into off-season stuff. Yeah. But the reality of the situation is, like, every game closer to the end of the year puts us closer to an off-season where I think there's still hope that if something were to click with a play-in game and then we get to the tourney and then we make some noise that we can just go back to the way it was. And maybe it'll take an Orlando 122, Golden State 95 tonight. And then tomorrow we'll be talking about all the big changes.
Well, we kind of did that after the Pacer game Friday because that was a bad one to me. But I just keep going to the crossover yesterday we had with Grandy and Dibs, and Dibs was more like you, and I just wonder how much of Dub Nation is feeling that way, like nothing's going to happen here, or Grandy and I, like anything could pop off. But I guess what I'm saying to you, Steiny, is can't both things be true? There's going to be big changes, but you try to just hope that something will click in these 11 games, and you get to like, there can be a Warrior fan out there that doesn't want to attend a home playoff game, even if it were against OKC, Denver, or what have. Even if you get hit upside the head, you want to punch that ticket of, yeah, we didn't win, we need changes, but we made the playoffs. Like, I would not have betted for this team not to have not made the playoffs coming in. Not win it, Steiny, but make the playoffs.
I thought there was a possibility. Of course. Of course. They won 44 games last year, and they didn't get better. You could make a case. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's at Fremont, wants to talk about Klay Thompson. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good. As far as Klay Thompson, I don't know how much money he's willing to take to even come back. And if he's not willing to take a significant, I only see him as a, and I know this is going to be an automatic no probably for him, but I only see him as a $15 to $20 million player from here on out, because really all he's bringing is a sharp shooting off the bench. But if I could add one more thing, I think Lakeup's okay with paying. And the other thing he mentioned was he wanted to get under the luxury tax and stuff.
Right.
Well, I don't know how you do that and re-sign Klay Thompson, number one. But number two, if he's going to pay all this luxury tax, the other thing I hear him basically saying without saying is, if I'm going to pay all this luxury tax, I want stars on my team. And all year long, Steph Curry has been short. If I want to call him Batman, he's been short his Robin that used to be Klay Thompson. And so I think Joe Lacob would actually, if he could work out a deal and bring his boy back, which was Kevin Durant, I think he would do it. And that's I'll take your answer.
Thanks for the call.
From that.
Thanks. Appreciate the call, Kevin. I think Lacob would, he'll try anything. Yeah.
Well, we already seen that with the call to Genie Buss.
Can I put a rat on the table?
Go ahead, brought to you by Atco.
Clay's not taking any discount.
Oh, there's no debt. And they're going to be –
Clay is going to take
– teams throwing money at him.
Clay is taking the highest offer.
Yes.
Stiney, how do you know that? I don't, but I kind of do.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
I mean, if
Monte keeps saying the Orlando Magic Orlando.
throws $30 million at him, night-night.
And I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't know. I don't know what his market is. I'm not sure. I wouldn't pay him 30, no matter who I was, but that's me.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Stiney, speaking of paying, before we get out of here, Jed York talked about paying possibly his quarterback, so we'll get to that sound too. Brock Purdy, you got to feel good about, like, if I'm Brock right now making my $800K, I'm going shopping for a big house.
And you would before the year that you need to have before you really do get paid.
Oh, boy. Go ahead. We'll get to
it. We'll jump into that at noon.
Yeah.
I think noon's a good place to talk about that. Jed York.
We just gave him love. Well, he's at owners do. Talk at the meeting, though. That's what
great.
They do.
Yeah, it's great. But
did he really say anything wrong?
Yeah, he did, actually. He did actually say something wrong.
It was,
In what world? Is Brock Purdy going to reset a market?
I will.
In what world?
No, that happens, though, Stiney.
That's what he said.
Jimmy Garoppolo did it, and it was only for a couple days.
You think the 49ers are going to pay him $55 million a year?
Well, I'm looking at the highest paid quarterbacks right now. Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
So
I don't
resetting the market's more than that.
I'm saying that's why I'm excited. You know what?
Please.
But let's say this to that question. If he has the same year he just had,
okay,
and they get to a Super Bowl,
do they win it?
I could.
Do they win it?
I feel like it. I'm gonna say yes.
Oh well, that's different.
Okay. Well, no. Let's say they lose.
Okay. No, let's say they lose.
I still
he
think
has the exact same year.
So this will be two Super Bowl trips and three NFC Championship visits.
Yeah.
Two Super Bowls.
Sure.
Where he didn't pee it down his leg on any one of
them. So you give him $55 million for not peeing down his leg.
I'm telling you, I could see a scenario to where they give him and then, that money and then to reset the market.
And then we close the book on this edition of the 49ers. Let's get rid of these calls. Yeah. Steel Toe, not get rid of them. I mean, take them.
Right.
Steel Toe in San Mateo. Hey, Steel Toe, what's going on?
Thank you, Stiney, Guru.
Hey.
Yeah, I don't think the Warriors are going to make any big changes. They had their chance the beginning of this year to move off of Draymond. And then move off of Steve Kerr. I think they're going to re-sign Clay because they need him, because you've got Draymond Green, a non-scorer. And that's part of the problem why they can't really make any big changes, because it's like Draymond's going to stay in the starting lineup, not scoring. So that's a lot of confusion right there. And they need more jump shooters, because Draymond's man's always going to double-team Kuminga or whoever's Wiggins, and it's just, you know, Joe Legos just talking, you know, to sell, but he doesn't know basketball. Thank you.
All right, Steel Toe.
Well, we got to throw a whistle on that.
He knows you can.
Well, he's got a general manager, but he knows he built this.
Steph built this.
Okay, but so did Joe.
Steph built this.
Yeah.
Who's the most important?
Who's paying
figure?
The bills?
No doubt.
Stiney, I'm not fighting.
Listen, I'm just
out here. Come
I'm
on.
Being a D. I'll be a D, and I'll take the D.
Uh-oh.
Joe Lacob did not build this. Steph Curry built
this. I get that,
but that's the most important thing. The most important reason the Warriors got four rings is Steph Curry.
Right. But okay, how about to keep this thing afloat? Because you told me it ain't in any player's hands now. It's the owner. This is, you
I'm
know,
not
going to
say
turbulence.
Any bad things about Joe Lacob.
Well, no, well, he knows basketball.
He never
That's
scored
what
a point.
Saying. Yeah, no doubt. I'm not telling you that. It's the chef. It's the players all day. But
I believe
the guy built this from getting booed on Chris Mullin's ceremony night to this. And you know what? The Macbeth part of this all is.
You don't even know that play. Use another one. Use Richard III. Seriously.
No, I'm Macbeth. I
Name
love
one other character.
Miss Macbeth. All right. So
that's Lady Macbeth.
Well, still Miss. Listen. Damn you. Where was I going?
Here's my point. Here's what a hater would say. You think I'm a hater?
You are.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Then I'm going to say it. You know what? Yeah, the Warriors have won four titles, and Joe Lacob, this, until he wins a title without a guy who was there when he bought the team, I'm still going to reserve
that's
judgment.
Totally fair.
Okay.
But we can't throw him a demerit for something that hasn't even started.
But yet. I'm not giving him credit for the most important player in the organization who was here before he got here.
What was I about to say to you about him?
He's like, Joe Lacob has not proven, it's no fault of his, that he can win without Steph. Yeah. We'll see. Wayne's in Alameda. I'll tell you what, Joe Lacob, I'd take him over Jed York. What's up, Wayne? How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, listen, I agree with what you said, but you got to give Lacob credit for signing those checks. I mean, look at across the bay, Fisher, the joke he is with the A's, or Cohen with the Warriors. But I think that the point I wanted to make is, do you guys trust in Levy to remake this? The roster, I don't have any confidence in the dude. I that's the biggest worry for me. I think Lacob will invest and spend money, and but I don't have any confidence in Dunleavy and what he's going to do. So appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
Curious to what you have to say.
Hey, I don't know.
Well, he didn't actually say for what to rebuild this, but I'll say I like Pods and I like TJD. That's a good start. But where I was going with the Macbeth part is, Joe Lacob, this is the most expensive payroll in the game.
Okay, again, so do you believe that if Joe Lacob doesn't buy the Warriors, they have no titles?
Oh, no.
That's totally I'm just reading a text here from the Comcast Business
text
line. That's
how phenomenal Steph is.
The Warriors have zero titles during this run without Joe Lacob, and Curry would have bounced after his rookie contract.
Well, I don't know about that, but I would bet on Steph.
I would absolutely bet on Steph.
Yeah, when I think of Joe Lacob in this payroll and his ability to just blow past it, and they had to come up with cockamamie rules to kind of stop it with these aprons or whatever.
Well,
that was the Joe Lacob rule.
They also benefited from a cockamamie rule that allowed him to get Kevin Durant. So let's be fair.
But he hasn't gone cheap, Stoney. He's put his money. That's all I want out of an owner.
Okay. Well,
he's put his money where his mouth is. Now we're going to see if you're loyal to the big three. Really, you've been loyal to the big two. I just don't see a scenario where Clay gets left out, and Clay can be left out. Well, that's what makes all this crazy.
Well, the other thing is, okay, he spent the money during the run. Let's see what he does this offseason. Yeah. He's on record as saying they must cut payroll. They must. They must get under the second apron.
Then I would say, must. Joe, what do you mean by big changes then? No doubt.
Exactly. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco, and we'll get into some of this 49er talk. What's up, Bob? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love listening to you guys.
Oh, thank
you. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into the business, okay?
Do it.
All right, so, you know, it's much more entertaining to talk about all these scores and everything else, but, you know, I just want to say Jonathan Kuminga's 21 years old, and his development has been amazing. Got to hold on to him. You don't know if he's going to turn into a, you know, perennial player. You know, what was Steph doing when he was 21? He was throwing the ball away, you know, all over the court. And so the thing that you guys aren't talking about is that the NBA goes through changes as far as the five position goes. And now for several years, it's been turning into the thing where there are many, many skilled big men, and we don't have an answer for that.
Mm.
And I watch these games, and we're talking about Clay, who's been playing pretty well. He's always been inconsistent. He's playing Clay basketball right now. He's not the defensive player he once was. But, I mean, you guys got to start talking about, like, how can we stop, you know, AD and Giannis, you know, and we can't even stop Brook Lopez, for God's sakes, you know, or Jokic or any of these guys. That's where the league has been going, where there's these huge guys who have a lot of skill in the middle. I know we missed on Siakam, but look what happened when we were playing against this guy. And we rotate Draymond into the five position, you know, because he's the best thing going for this roster right now to try and stop some of these guys. But he's got to be the four.
Well, let me say this to you, because you're on fire, and I hate to interrupt. They tried to. They don't need me to defend them, but I got goosebumps listening to you. But they tried to address that position with one guy named James Wiseman, and they struck out.
Well, yeah, James was a bust, okay? But I'm saying I hear you guys and everybody talking about, you know, the big three and this and that and everything else. The Warriors are averaging more points per game this season than they did during their championship run. And so every team's got shooters right now. And I know it's a little bit more boring because we all love, you know, Kuminga going and slamming the ball down and Steph hitting a, you know, effing 37-foot three last night. But we can't stop anybody. Facts. And there's nobody right. at the – and TJD might develop into that player. He's young, too. He's great. Can you imagine if we had, you know, a rim stopper to start, Draymond at the four and TJD – leading up rim protection as he's developing on team two. You know, so I agree with everything you're saying about all these players, but you can't give up Kuminga. This guy could turn into something, you know?
Bob, I'm with you. And I made a list of some guys. Like, I'm not. And
KD, you're
not. I'm not trading. You know what? I'm not trading Jonathan Kuminga, who's 21, for a guy 14 years older.
Damn.
Which is what Durant is.
Damn.
I'm not including Kuminga in a deal for a guy who's 40 years old in LeBron James. I'm not moving Kuminga for DeMar DeRozan, who's 35. I'm out on that. The idea of bringing in another 35 year old, I think that's what I'm out on.
Mm.
And that's where it's just like, those are the kind of desperation moves that end up setting your franchise back.
Yeah.
You can't trade for a 35-year-old guy, lose Kuminga, and then
hope.
Oh, let's not worry if it doesn't work out, and now we don't have Kuminga. And oh, by the way, we don't have a first round pick in 2027 and 2029.
I loved what he was saying. Devin Marge disagreed. You tell me what you think. Stop with the big man talk. That is not the Warriors' problem. I would say tell Marge. I thought he was spot on. Your retort to that.
What?
They don't have a skilled big, and that's why they keep getting hit. And tonight they're going
to
run
into. They have to get some more size.
Who's going to guard Wagner tonight? I'm just like, can Dre shut him down? My answer is no.
If Draymond Green is struggling to defend Franz Wagner, then like that's one of those things where then we're going nowhere. I mean, and I'm not taking anything away from Wagner, but like this is kind of what I mean. If you can't be somebody that we call the best defender in the game 2 years ago, and now all of a sudden we don't have anybody to guard Wagner.
Well, he was giving Bam the business last night. Draymond was, but Bam's
I didn't really see that.
Yeah.
Pat's in Foster City says I'm wrong. What's up, Pat? How you doing, buddy?
Good, Stanny. Yeah, you know, I hate to disagree with you because I don't usually do that. But, I give Lakeup a lot of credit. I think he's orchestrated some good drafts, and he brought in Iguodala, which we really needed. He's been willing to pay these guys whatever they want, and I think that's, you know, I was a season ticket holder during all the Cohen years, and I don't think with Steph or anyone else, I don't think we would have won any championships with Cohen running the ship.
Interesting. I appreciate that, Pat. I appreciate that. I just said, to me, the biggest figure is Steph.
No, and I agree. I was just saying,
Lakeup's been a great owner.
Yeah, no doubt.
But if you want to, you know, if you want to be, Lakeup's been fine. He's been great.
Yeah,
probably one of the best owners in sports so far. It's been 14 years. Yeah. There's no arguing against it.
He's got privately funded arena.
Facts are facts. He's got one more thing to prove. That he can win without Steph, that's all.
And that doesn't seem like it's going to start anytime soon. And what I mean by that, 3 years at least, right?
Four years. He's not winning with Steph now.
Well, yeah.
So why would you think without changes you're going to win with Steph next year if he's going to be 37? Mel's in Moraga. Hey, Mel, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Always listen. One point I just wanted to make, which might sound negative, but really it's a positive looking backwards. You know, to win a championship, if you look at the history of the NBA, you have to have one of the single greatest players to have ever played the game, probably in his peak. Steph, LeBron, Bird, Magic, Russell, Duncan, to name a few, Jordan, of course. And we're at the tail end of Steph. So, whatever we do with all of the components, good, bad, the other thing, and Kuminga's getting better, young kids are good, without that key linchpin, mega superstar, I just don't see them getting to where they win another NBA title. And that's where we are now conversationally because, you know, the old days of just having a good team and getting to the playoffs, those days are pretty much over. Now the level that we're trying to get to is to get a ring. And I just, again, hate to be negative. I don't see that unless we really get that next absolute mega superstar. And if you're the Chicago Bulls, you're still looking for one 30 years later, and it's tough.
Yeah, well, and that's, we don't go there. We don't go there. But that is, you know, that's the one for 3-4 years down the road. What free agent signing in Golden State after Steph? Hey, let's go to Golden State and see if we can win 4 titles like Steph. It's gonna be tough. I agree with him. That's why that's another reason why I'm keeping Kuminga, is because you're going to need somebody after Steph. You're never going to have another Steph, but you're going to need a star after Steph. And if Kuminga can be that star, you drafted him, and he's here. So he's already been here with Steph. I think you got a better shot at having a guy like Kuminga and drafting a guy like that, as opposed to, okay, the year Steph retires, we're going to have a boatload of cap room, and we're going to go try to get a Doncic or an Embiid, because, and I could be wrong, but I don't think that level of superstar will want to come sign with the Warriors after Steph Curry has built himself a statue out front, and it will be virtually impossible for anybody to equal Steph or be better than Steph. San Francisco 49ers are in the news. Jed York talked to the media, and he brought up Brock Purdy, and he said something that I don't know why he said it. I don't know what purpose it served, and I don't necessarily even think that he believes what he said will happen. I'll play that sound on the other side from Jed York, and 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into the conversation once we get started, you can do that. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.